Hundreds of eyes followed his movements. Hundreds of men crawled with him, scraping their knees with his on the gravel. Every heart trembled, but with envy above all. This man had dared. He reached the first cauldron. Hearts raced. He had succeeded. Jealousy consumed us, burned us up like straw. We never thought for a moment of admiring him. Poor hero, committing suicide for a ration of soup. In our thoughts, we were murdering him. Stretched out by the cauldron, he was now trying to raise himself up to the edge. Either from weakness or fear, he stayed there, trying, no doubt, to muster up the last of his strength. At last, he succeeded in hoisting himself onto the edge of the pot. For a moment, he seemed to be looking at himself, seeking his ghost-like reflection in the soup. Then, for no apparent reason, he let out a terrible cry, a rattle such as I had never heard before, and, his mouth open, thrust his head toward the still steaming liquid. We jumped at the explosion. Falling back onto the ground, his face stained with soup, the man writhed for a few seconds at the foot of the cauldron. Then he moved no more. Then we began to hear the airplanes. Almost at once, the barracks began to shake. "They're bombing Buna!" someone shouted. I thought of my father, but I was glad all the same to see the whole works go up in fire. What revenge! We had heard so much talk about the defeats of German troops on the various fronts, but we did not know how much to believe. This, today, was real. We were not afraid, and yet if a bomb had fallen on the blocks, it alone would have claimed hundreds of victims on the spot. But we were no longer afraid of death. At any rate, not of that death. Every bomb that exploded filled us with joy and gave us new confidence in life. The raid lasted over an hour. If it could only have lasted 10 times 10 hours. Then silence fell once more. The last sound of an American plane was lost